您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
Do you trust your other half? If you have reservations now, you can actually turn to Taobao, which sells a service called a loyalty tester or a cheater terminator. The idea is simple. It is to hire a man or a woman to seduce and flirt, or actually the other way around, probably flirt and seduce your partner and see if they take the bait and try to make further moves. So what exactly is the service? How exactly does it work?
This actually is a service that's being sold on Taobao, but only 4 or 5 shops provides it. And it's actually all operating online. So this seduction and the art of flirtation is only existing on QQ or WeChat. So this hired person or this cheater terminator poses as someone who's interested in your girlfriend or boyfriend and sends all kinds of messages to the person and sees if the person who's being tested can pass this test with flying colors.
Really? I mean, it's such a waste of time, this kind of thing. the people, I think, need to realize, you know, if he or she is going to stay, they'll stay. If they're going to go, they'll go. Have some self-esteem, have some confidence, put some trust in that relationship, because trying to catch out your partner like in this way, it's only going to bring on their departure if they find out, for a start.
But what if they stay and cheat?
If they stay and cheat, that's not, your relationship is not going to last long anyway.
Well, who knows?
It's already in the closing stages.
What if, you know, this is your first boyfriend or girlfriend? You've been together for a long time. The relationship starts to break down a little bit, but you really love them and you think they might be cheating, but you're not really sure and you really want to stay with them, but then you feel like you're not sure if you can trust them. And so maybe this is a good idea.
You said it. The trust has already gone. That relationship is already over.
But maybe you should do that final little push to break up with them. Right?
Spying on them isn't the right way to regain their trust.
This isn't spying.
No,
it's like hiring a private detective to see if your wife or your husband is cheating on you. They're going to be taking pictures. The PI will be taking pictures, whereas this person is pretending
but
to.
But if you have cause to think that they might be, the trust has already evaporated from that relationship.
Yeah, I think certainly the trust has been shaken, and it seems like it could be the final resort to
the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Yeah, and to figure out whether you want to leave this guy or not.
Or girl.
But still, according to the user responses, is mainly women. Mm-hmm. So girls tend to be a little bit more insecure in this insecurity area. Or guys are just behaving horribly across board. Some guys develop a bad reputation for the rest of you guys.
I think that's what it is, too.
No, and you two agree with me.
It's just funny because, I mean, apparently one service says that they've tested 50 men, and they say the ratio of bad to good men was 9-1. But again, this is a very specific subset of relationships where, you know, the girl already has a reason to be suspicious. She's already suspicious. As Mark said, the trust has already evaporated to a certain degree.
Or some girls are just insecure. There aren't even negative signs, but they just want to push it and know. And that's really bad. Sort of service, I feel, is just sort of like a recipe of disaster your relationship.
Well, also, I wonder in some ways if it's a problem with the dating market, right? Because, I mean, like in the U.S., for example, usually if you go on one or two dates, you're having a good time. But until you have the talk, right, you might actually be dating other people, right? And so if someone approaches you online and asks you want to go out, and you say, yeah, sure, because you haven't had the talk with the other man.
The exclusivity talk.
Yeah.
I think, you know, people should have sufficient self-esteem that they are good either on their own or with other people. In fact, in many ways, until you're good on your own, you're not in the right mental frame of mind to have a relationship, because you may turn needy and clingy through jealousy and insecurities.
From experience?
Yes, sounds very firsthand.
I am. I'm good on my own or with somebody else, John. I have the confidence to either be single or be in a relationship.
Okay.
But my world doesn't crumble if the relationship does. And I think this is why relationships crumble. People aren't ready for it because they're not comfortable with themselves yet.
Or they were all right going into a relationship, but then things didn't go that well, and then they change, and then confidence crumbles.
People can change, but equally, going into a relationship if you're needy and clingy and insecure and have low self-esteem, it's a recipe for disaster as far as that relationship
goes. One of our WeChat listeners, Qingbo, says that this type of service exists because it's to check before you get married, because once you get married, you shouldn't get divorced.
Well, that's a naive concept for a start, isn't it?
Well,
really?
Doesn't always happen that way.
Doesn't most cheating go on between people who are married when they get bored with the relationship?
But this way you can test to see if they have the strength of character to resist when a hot girl gets in touch with them online.
Yeah, and like before marriage, when not so many duties and responsibilities are involved, why not? You know, check if he's all right, if he's the right guy. And if
or
not,
she,
just... Oh, I'm sorry. Or she, you know, and women could be cheaters as well, you know,
yes.
and then you want to, like, you know, cut it off, end it before too much damage is involved. And also, I just want to say one thing regarding the interesting figure that John just cited earlier about 1 in 9 of the guys can actually pass this test.
Right, right.
And I sort of need to stick up for the guys a little bit here because we're only talking about chatting on WeChat. And I think guys sometimes tend to, see if you guys agree with this or not, might not think that it's all cheating if you're just sort of flirting,
well, it's not
using
only...
words
oh, this is the
on
definition.
WeChat.
Yes, this is the definition of what is cheating. And I think men and women have very different
right.
ideas
yes.
about what constitutes cheating.
Well, yeah, if you ask most men, cheating would have to have some type of physical consummation.
Definitely.
Whereas
I would agree,
women would say that cheating can actually occur before that.
I mean, I think some women would say that you can cheat just by simply looking at another woman in the street.
That's going too far, though.
But
I mean, come
this
on.
Is true.
But I think
have you not had that sort of
relationship? No.
That sort of
I've only
yeah,
been
his
in
wife
relationship,
is listening.
That sort of look where you have looked at the attractive
I look at women all the time, yeah, and it's great. Yeah. Attractive women are amazing, yes.
And does the woman in your life?
No, she's
fine
cool
with that.
Yeah, she's cool. She's a great woman.
Can I just please make a distinction here that there is emotional cheating and physical cheating?
Right.
Don't
right.
act as if there is nothing called emotional cheating, guys. That also counts.
What's that then?
Well, that's when...
Maybe that's where I've been going wrong. I didn't know such a thing existed.
Yeah,
I thought cheating
is a big deal.
I thought cheating was when you went off with somebody. You know,
no.
No.
That's just physical cheating. And that's the thing. Again, very representative of the male perspective on relationships.